Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hi. Who's the team to beat of the remaining eight in these playoffs? Marcus Spears.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I gotta go Baltimore, man.
Lamar Jackson does it again!
This is probably the team that we need to isolate and feel more comfortable about them taking care of business.
Today's guests, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Prime Video TNF analyst Andrew Whitworth, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yes. What a monster 3 hours we've got set up for you right here on the Rich Eisen Show, the Friday of divisional playoff weekend, and then the Monday after it is the college football national championship game. My goodness, the next 3 days is maybe the best 72-hour period for a football fan all year long, and we've got everything set up for you from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network to tell us what's going on in these games and the coaching carousel. Our friend Big Wit, Andrew Whitworth, will chime in from Philadelphia. I believe he's out there to appear on Jason Kelsey's late night show tonight, getting set also to watch the Rams take on the Eagles later on Sunday. There's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. There's not one but two what's more likely, one professional football, one college football. And I've got a top five list of the most important matchups going on in the divisional playoff weekend. Again, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We're now on Sirius XM Channel 375. Infinity Sports Network's changed channels to 375 on Sirius XM. I think we sound the same. we're on the Infinity Sports Network, 120 terrestrial radio affiliates coast to coast, streaming on Odyssey, and our viewership can stream us live on the Roku channel every single day. There's our YouTube channel as a backstop and all of our social media feeds. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman.
Hey, what's up, Rich?
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts here
morning,
on a Friday.
Rich.
And that means for divisional playoff weekend,
how's the weather out there?
Mike Del Tufo weather report which is outstanding for various reasons. One, it really is up in the air as to how informative it's going to be.
It might not be.
And then two, the two words that we always love associated
flop
with Mike Del Tufo, flop sweat.
Yeah.
Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Rich. How about you?
I'm good, man. You're going to become a Jared Verse fan shortly.
Well,
that's little breadcrumbs I'm just
dropping
for you. I
already was a Jared Verse fan.
A bigger one.
Oh.
That's coming up here on the Rich Eisen Show. Normally, I do this every single opener of the NFL season, regular season, mm-hmm. right? Run through all 32 teams and what's at stake for the season, and I do it AFC and NFC. And
one
I
of your
talk.
Finest moments.
I appreciate that. Now, normally we have a lot of chit-chat before the program where we talk about what we're going to talk about on the show, and normally we we digress into things that have nothing to do with the show. I don't know, guys, if you've noticed, but I've been sitting wordlessly at this desk right here for like the last half hour and 40 minutes.
This is the first time
notes.
I've really spoken to y'all.
Exactly. I haven't said a word to you yet until right now, mm-hmm. Because I've been cultivating this open caper where I am now requiring some music.
Ooh.
And I need Mike Del Tufo to provide me some music. And I will set the stage for what is at stake in the divisional National Football League playoffs. And we start with the first game. If it's the Houston Texans, they kick off a playoff weekend. And the Houston Texans are heading into Arrowhead Stadium to try and one and done the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, before the season, when everything was as healthy as possibly can be, as we all know, Stephon Diggs, they lost him midseason. The last time they were on Arrowhead, the Saturday before Christmas, they lost Tank Dell for the rest of the season. Tank was having a heck of a day when he got hurt. And we know before the season, when everyone was healthy, we were talking about who's the team in the AFC that could actually stop the Chiefs from making it out of the AFC. And sure, the usual suspects were mentioned. The Houston Texans had a full-on bandwagon then. And here they are on this divisional Saturday to go ahead and do it anyway, even without those two receivers that I mentioned. What they do have is a heck of a defense. And what they need to do is come up with the first divisional playoff win in the history of the Houston Texans. They are 0-5 in the divisional playoff round, including their last visit to Arrowhead when they were up 24-0. And then lost 51-31. And while they are 0-5 in the history of the divisional playoff round, Patrick Mahomes is 6-0 in the divisional playoff round. If he beats the Houston Texans, he would tie Joe Montana for the second most divisional playoff weekend wins with 7, half of Tom Brady's career total of 14. He would make a 7th straight AFC championship game. The Texans have never played in the AFC championship game. Travis Kelce is out there for Patrick Mahomes. He's the active leader in receiving yards. And not only does Mahomes have the active leader in receiving yards at his disposal in this game, he's got the second active leading receiver in receiving yards in this game. His name is DeAndre Hopkins, going against the Houston Texans. And he was in a Texans uniform on the day they were up 24-0. And then Travis Kelce had 3 consecutive touchdown grabs from Patrick Mahomes to start the comeback. And of DeAndre Hopkins' 12,965 receiving yards, 8,602 of them came as a Houston Texan. So he's going against the Texans, trying to get the Chiefs back to the AFC championship game. And the Texans are coming in with a terrific defense to try and one and done the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the first ever playoff matchup between the reigning Super Bowl MVP quarterback and the reigning Offensive Rookie of the Year quarterback. It is fascinating in so many different ways. And oh, by the way, the chance to three-peat is on the line. And if the Chiefs win this football game, they will go one step further than the team that attempted a three-peat the last time the New England Patriots lost in the divisional round of the 2005 playoffs. That's what's at stake in Arrowhead Stadium when the weekend kicks off. Then comes the night game. The Detroit Lions taking on the Washington Commanders. TJ Jefferson, I'm going to do you a solid.
Oh, please.
Because we keep talking about how long it's been since the Dallas Cowboys last made an NFC championship game.
Yeah, we do.
They don't even lead the division in the longest such drought.
Oh, I know.
That belongs to the Washington Commanders football team and Redskins. 32 seasons and counting. Ooh. For this franchise. That is the most the longest drought in the National Football League. Forget about the NFC East. But they have a dynamic young quarterback who personifies the mantra that I mentioned the Commanders have in these playoffs more than any other team. Why not us? Sixth seed. They went from second overall to the sixth seed, and Jaden Daniels one and done Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And what can he do in these playoffs, you wonder? He's already set four records for a rookie quarterback. First to lead a team in passing and rushing yards in a playoff win. First with two or more passing touchdowns in a road playoff win. First with 200 or more passing yards in a road playoff win. First to win on the road when the opponent scores more than 20 points or 20 points in that playoff game. In sight in Detroit, he can become the first rookie quarterback to defeat a scoring offense that's number one that he's going against. He would be the first to defeat two or more top five scoring offenses in the playoffs. He would be the first rookie quarterback to ever defeat two number one overall drafted quarterbacks in the playoffs. And he would be the first potentially to have two or more games with 300 or more total yards in the game. He is unbelievable. And Bobby Wagner going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame later on, he's going to be taking on Sonic and Knuckles because Knuckles is coming back for the Detroit Lions offense that is number one scoring in the NFL. And this is what's at stake for the Detroit Lions. Not to be one and done, because they just came off of the most successful regular season in the history of their franchise. As a matter of fact, it's more than just this year. Over the last two seasons, the Detroit Lions have won 27 football games, including the playoffs. From 2018 to 2022, the franchise won just 26. 27 in the last two, 26 in the previous four. That's what's happening there. And for them to follow up their breakout season last year with a 15-win regular season and the first ever one seed in the history of their franchise, only the second time they've ever come off of a bye week in the playoffs. For them to come in and make the NFC Championship game and tell everybody in Ford Field, we'll see you next week, and be a little bit more of a spot-on prophecy soothsayer than telling Kevin O'Connell, we'll see you in 2 weeks, that would be quite a feat for Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions against an upstart team in the Washington Commanders. For them to say to Washington, nice stuff you've got going on there, not yet, in the same way that the Niners told them that last year, or the rest of the NFL was telling the Lions the year before, not yet. That's what's at stake in the Saturday night game. Then comes Sunday, when the Eagles and Rams take the field, and we'll know if the Commanders win Saturday night. This game is for the right to host the NFC Championship game. That's what could be at stake on Sunday, when the Rams and the Eagles take on one another. Nick Sirianni has 51 wins in his first 4 years as head coach in Philadelphia. The only one with more wins in his first 4 years as an NFL head coach, George Seifert, after he took over the Bill Walsh 49ers. Saquon Barkley and this offense, we were wondering how he would plus up this team that Sirianni now hands things off to Kellen Moore. We all remember last year there were some issues for Sirianni with Kellen Moore. I mean, with the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator, to hand things off and things go so well on offense and defense for him is a testament to how the Eagles turned it around. But having Saquon do his thing is something else. And the Rams know what he can do. It's something else. As he came up with just the fourth 300-plus scrimmage yard game by a running back in the history of the Super Bowl era in a Week 12 win against the Los Angeles Rams on a Sunday night at home, in which, by the way, I know whose house it is apparently in L.A., but I was there that night, and there was a lot of green, and they were going absolutely insane. And now they've got the actual home game in their back pocket. It's the first time the Eagles have hosted a wild card and divisional playoff round in the same playoff season ever. The Eagles have never done this. They're going to attempt to do it. Well, they're going to do it against the Los Angeles Rams, and their actual fans will be in the stands. And Jared Verse doesn't care. That's what's so cool about these Rams, is the young kids don't care. Jared Verse had this to say to the Los Angeles Times about the Eagles fan base. TJ Jefferson, this is why I said you're going to love Jared Verse more than you already do. Oh, I will read baby. It off the screen. Quote, I hate Eagles fans. Yeah. They're so annoying. Mm-hmm. I hate Eagles fans. He said it again. I didn't even do nothing to them. It was my first time playing. Oh, I hate Eagles fans. When I see that green and white, I hate it. I actually get upset, like I actually genuinely get hot.
Yes.
And
yes, Jared Verse.
Stout front seven that sacked Sam Darnold 9 times in the wild card playoff win in Arizona because of what's going on here in Los Angeles. That's the team that's going to be rolled downhill against Philadelphia. And after Jared Verse and that defense got torched by Saquon Barkley, and also A.J. Brown had a 100-yard receiving game as well. I didn't see a book on the sideline as he was, you know, booking down the field against them. But the Rams haven't lost a game with Matthew Stafford starting since. Matthew Stafford, after that game, won 5 in a row and then sat that Week 18 loss and then came back and won the playoff game against the Minnesota Vikings. That is the longest winning streak of Matthew Stafford's career.
What?
Yes. 6 in a row. And guess who's also on the sideline for this team? Sean McVay. With a win, he ties John Madden for the most playoff wins under 45. And McVay turns 45 in 2031. Matthew Stafford, 19-3 after November since joining the Los Angeles Rams. Oh, baby. This one is going to be a ton of fun. And Jared Verse has laid down his marker walking into Lincoln Financial on Sunday. I can't wait for this one. But then comes the finale of the divisional playoff weekend. OMG. Bills, Ravens. Since choosing Josh Allen 7th overall in the 2018 National Football League draft, the Bills have won 83 times. And then we all know 32nd overall, Ozzie Newsome left, I guess what, a prodigal baby in a basket on the doorstep of the Ravens before he left. He drafted Lamar Jackson moving into the first round in his final draft.
The Baltimore manger.
Pretty much. The Ravens have won 81 times since that day. And it's on, man. It is absolutely on. First ever playoff matchup in NFL history between quarterbacks who had 40 or more touchdowns and fewer than 10 giveaways in a regular season. This has never happened. The Bills and the Ravens, two highest scoring offenses in the American Football Conference this year. Lamar Jackson in 2024 has an MVP case. He's already got two of them in an actual case. Lamar Jackson in 2024 has an MVP case. Lamar in 2024 coming into this playoff game. First player in NFL history with 40 or more passing touchdowns and fewer than 5 interceptions. First player in NFL history with 4,000 or more passing yards and 800 or more rushing yards. A passer rating of 119.6. That's the fourth highest in the history of the NFL, and a first-team All-Pro. The first-team All-Pro quarterback has won the MVP the last 11 times. Josh Allen's the first player with 25 or more passing touchdowns and 10 or more rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown. Remember that one against the Niners in the snow in a season? In week 13, he became the first quarterback in NFL history to do that, passing, rushing, and receiving touchdown in a game. The next week, he became the first player with three passing touchdowns and three rushing touchdowns in a game. That was in Los Angeles. And then the week after that, first player with two or more passing touchdowns or two or more rushing touchdowns in consecutive games. That's when he boat raced the Lions. Now these two teams play each other. The Bills have lost in the divisional round the last three seasons. Buffalo is the only undefeated team in the AFC at home this year. They're 9-0. Kansas City didn't lose at home either. And the winner wants to go to Arrowhead if the Texans lose and try and make sure the Chiefs don't make it back to the Super Bowl and go for a three-peat. Oh, and by the way, that's right. Derrick Henry's in this game. And this shot that we have on the screen.
I'm scared just looking
at
it.
That we have been putting on the screen to give you the word picture, the actual photograph we're showing, is him bug-eyed running down the field at you. It's nightmare fuel. It's nightmare fuel for a defender. This was when he ran for 87 yards for a touchdown against the Bills in week four in a 35-10 blowout. But the Bills are getting some players back on defense, or have gotten players back on defense since then. Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, Taron Johnson were not in that game in week four. They will be playing on Sunday night to make sure Lightning McQueen does not get out on that highway. And they are the ones to move on the Buffalo Bills' dream season, in which a lot of people, including raising my hand, I may have culpa this a while ago. Maybe when the Bills clinched the AFC East, I said they weren't going to win with 5 weeks to go. Everybody thought Allen didn't have the weapons to do it, and he comes into this game with 13 different Buffalo Bills having caught a touchdown pass in 2024. That's tied for the most all time with the 2020 version of the Bills that did make it to the AFC Championship game. Oh, man. This is always what is at stake. One of the best quarterback seasons ever for both of these quarterbacks will end in defeat on Sunday. Who will it be, and who will move on, and who has a chance to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC that could feature a team still alive in a three-peat attempt? And if the Texans do end the Chiefs' three-peat attempt, this game would be for the right to host the AFC Championship game. And that is my open on divisional playoff weekend.
Oh, I'm fired up. Let's go. Come on.
Gents?
Very good.
I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, you hit the Jared Verse nail on the head, Rich. Like, that was an amazing quote. That was almost like green eggs and ham to me. And I actually, if I could, I reworked it a little bit. If I could give this to you.
Oh,
Jared
sure.
Verse.
Okay.
I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. Here's a fact you can disperse. I hate Eagles fans, says Jared Verse.
Attaboy, TJ. Well done.
I feel the same way.
You know, if only Jack played on the Eagles, right? Green football and ham. I don't know. Just trying to go somewhere. Good one.
Let's go.
Jared Verse.
We're back.
Throwing down the marker of hating the fans that are going to be surrounding him in full throat on Sunday.
You're right. I like him even more.
While Saquon plays a divisional playoff game for only the second time in his career. And by the way, the last one was in Philadelphia. That didn't go very well. At all. That was the washout of Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. And now Saquon's wearing green with a chance to maybe host the NFC Championship game. Can't wait. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, a divisional playoff edition of What's More Likely. Oh, baby. Love this day and this show. Please hang with us. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, Checkin' First is smart, so check Allstate First for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Now, taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you're a first-time filer or didn't file with TurboTax last year. That's right. Just do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. Had a few jobs last year? It's free. Have a lot of forms? Yep, still free. Have a bunch of new invisible crypto coins? Heads up, it's still free. Convinced you saw Bigfoot, even if your friends don't believe you? That has absolutely nothing to do with taxes, but you better believe it's still absolutely free. Just download and do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. All tax forms, all 100% free. Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in-app by February 18th. Back here on the program, any other any thoughts on the nuggets I threw out there in the open?
No, I love it. I love that stuff, man. I'm so fired up. I'm just ready for the games.
The Ravens and Bills, here's one I didn't fit in there. Either Baltimore or Buffalo, because both have over 80 wins in the last seven seasons, including playoffs.
Okay.
Either one of them is guaranteed to join the 99 through 05 Colts as the only teams in NFL history with 80 or more wins in a seven-game span without reaching a Super Bowl. The good news for whoever joins that company, because they lose on Sunday,
they eventually won the Super Bowl.
The next year.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So whoever loses, let's put a future bet on,
that's one way.
On next season.
That's one way to put it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. We mentioned this earlier. I feel bad for whoever loses. TJ, you said it too. Like the Monday narrative
on the losing
quarterback. No, I know. I'm no shtick here. I do feel bad for them, because if it's Lamar, he's going to be maybe a three-time MVP that still can't get to the Super Bowl. If it's Josh, he had maybe his best season, still can't get over that hump. That'd be four straight divisional round losses.
The only way that we don't break out the finger of blame is if both have a terrific game, which I'm assuming they will. And then it could come down to who has the ball last, man.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're a little more rational than a lot of your compadres. So you may take that as a compliment. There's a whole lot of other people. It won't matter.
I don't know. It seems unlikely that both guys play out of their minds, but the weather, I think, is going to be a huge factor. And it just, who can handle the elements the best?
The Bills won 17-3 in the last playoff game against them and advanced to the AFC Championship game in Kansas City and lost. That was in 2020. Lamar suffered a concussion on the final play of the third quarter, down 17-3, didn't return, and that was the final score.
Yeah.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Terzo in Iowa, let's take a call of one of our favorites. All rise. You there, Terzo?
Yeah, what's up, Rich? Hey, man, I just want to say that I'm happy that you guys have been safe throughout this horrible
Thanks, bud.
Appreciate it.
the horrible things that have been going on.
Yeah, there was actual cloud cover this morning, yeah, and a little bit of a marine layer, which is, believe it or not, huge, because that just adds moisture to the air, and everything's been so dry. So hopefully that will help. Did you see the video of Jim Harbaugh showing up at the Palisades last night talking to firefighters?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's, you know,
yeah,
so
it's pretty good.
It is good. What's on your mind, Terzo?
Hey, Rich, I'm a huge fan of Deion Sanders. As a kid, I was kind of in the same boat as TJ. I loved him at Florida State. When he made his way to San Francisco, I thought it was great. Then he, you know, betrays my love and goes to the Cowboys. I really don't want him to go to the Cowboys, even though I think he would be great. I have all the faith in the world that he would be able to turn that around. I think he's one of the few people that could handle Jerry.
Well, I mean, the neat part about what Marcus Spears said yesterday, Terzo, when he joined us, is he thinks that Deion would be enough of a peer with Jerry to basically say to him, hey, Jerry, let me handle X, Y, and Z in terms of locker room, in terms of, I would imagine, maybe rostering and things of that nature, and pushback, and offer pushback that maybe other coaches have not been able to do. And I just found that interesting.
And I completely agreed whenever I listened to that yesterday. And I think I got one other thing for you here, Rich. I think the best game this weekend is going to be Kansas City and Houston.
I like it.
And the reason I say that is because Kansas City has been in so many close games. You know, whether it's a blocked field goal at the end of the game, you know, or a doinked field goal, I just think that this is going to be a very compelling game, and a lot of people might not be thinking of that as the one that Casey's just going to roll them. I haven't seen Casey roll anybody this year, really, so I think that's going to be a fun game to watch.
Thank you. And here's just one quick thing to say. Thanks for the call, Terzo. Appreciate it.
Hey, buddy.
All right, man.
This defense that the Texans put out there, I mean, if the Chiefs show up having one of those days where the offense is sputtering and Mahomes is taking all that's given him, like not going broke, making a profit, but then they're held to three here, there's a turnover there, the number of targets for Kelce is kept down. I mean, how many of those games have we seen this year, right? Certainly when Pacheco is out, but he's back.
Right.
And this guy, this kid, I guess, Darryl Stingley Jr., he is friggin' great.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, if he just, like, let's say he takes out DeAndre Hopkins, he removes him from the situation. I mean, they have some serious players, from Stingley to Lassiter. Azeez Al-Shaair can go sideline to sideline when he's active. And then if the tackles have an issue, and here comes Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, that's the question is would C.J. Stroud put the points on the board necessary? And then, of course, you know, I'm sure these kids on this team don't know, but, I mean, 24-0 is the high watermark. That's what you're going for in Kansas City if you're the Texans.
Yes, that's true.
844-204-RICH, number to dial, more phone calls still to come. Well, let's get to it. Let's get right to it. It's time for a professional football version of What's More Likely here on the Rich Eisen Show.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, we're going to have a college football one later on in advance of the Monday night game, but let's get right to it.
Hey, what's up? Happy Friday. Everybody good?
What's going on, man?
All right, let's do it. Hey, guys, the more likely star defender to be the biggest game wrecker in an upset win, Jared Verse, Will Anderson Jr.
I'll go Jared Verse, not because I don't believe in Will Anderson Jr. I just think that the Rams winning in Philadelphia is more likely than the Texans winning in Kansas City, and therefore you have put this out there is the most likely to come up with a game wrecker in an upset win. You just put the word win there.
I did.
So I'll put Jared Verse there. Certainly since, you know, Hurts down the stretch didn't play. Wild card win number one.
Yep.
Featured maybe a passing problem. that the mindful A.J. Brown didn't bring up. And Mahomes finished up the season pretty damn strong before he sat.
Yeah, he was awesome.
So that's where I'll go on all of that.
All right. Chris. Cool.
And Joe Tooney didn't give up a sack. Hasn't given up a sack since he's taken over at left tackle. And yeah, we'll see how they that's one of the mysteries as to how the Chiefs are going to staff their offensive line at tackle.
Well, right tackle's been a disaster. So
what else you got over there?
How about this one? More likely to get in the end zone this weekend, Travis Kelce twice or any defensive player once? Travis Kelce has 4 career multi-touchdown games in the playoffs.
Is it in this game or it's in just in general?
No, nope, in general. Playoff-wise. Any defensive player in the playoffs.
Oh, I'll take any defensive player in the playoffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I'd love to see Kelce get into the end zone twice for the Chiefs and for...
He's done it 4 times in the playoffs.
I'm very well aware of what he's done in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, man. I will go any defensive player. So you're saying all you got to do is just get one defensive score over the weekend, and that's right. Would satisfy.
That would satisfy that.
Okay. You went Kelce twice, so I'll say defensive player once.
No, Rich doubts the Chiefs. You hear that, Chiefs?
Oh,
King?
Gosh.
What a hater.
Been saying since the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Just clip that.
That the three-peat is happening.
ABC, Travis anybody
Kelce
but the Chiefs.
The opportunity to Rich take Eisen. The mulligan offered to me by the NFL Game Day morning producers on Thanksgiving Day and the Saturday of Wild Card Weekend. I turned it down twice.
Freezing cold take.
Rich Eisen says Travis Kelce is
more likely dynamic NFC running back to have more total yards. Jahmyr Gibbs, Saquon Barkley.
Oh man, I'll go Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I just think the Rams defensively were like, you know, in the same way that Ohio State got a spark from Michigan. I'm just saying the Rams defensively had a rough one against the Bills, but everyone does, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, it's been shut down city,
good.
Pal.
Yeah, pretty
it has
pretty
been
good.
Shut down yeah. city since week 14. So I'm going to say they are taking what Saquon did to them week 12 as a challenge. And the Commanders... Although, you know, the Rams do have the significant disadvantage of coming off of a Monday night and this being a short week game for them. And that has not worked out well since they started playing playoff games on a Monday night. 1-3, I believe, Monday night teams have been in the divisional playoff round. So I'll go Jahmyr Gibbs. I'll go Jahmyr Gibbs. What else, Chris?
Love it. Quarterback duo guys more likely to combine for more touchdowns. Lamar and Josh Allen. Jaden Daniels, Jared Goff.
I'll go Jaden Daniels, Jared Goff. That's indoors, pal. That's going to be cold on Sunday. I don't know how that's going to affect things. It would be great to see 35-31. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see both those guys do their thing and both defenses go, I don't know how to stop this guy. Playing this way. I would love to see that. But you're talking about what is more likely. I will take the 2 quarterbacks playing indoors, and I will take the quarterback that is running the number 1 offense in the league at home against the Commanders defense that on occasion has had issues defending. And we'll see how Jaden Daniels is to stop for Big Z. That's the guy they picked up in the trade deadline when they knew that they had injuries up front and throughout the defense. We'll see how he does try to help contain Jaden Daniels, but I'll go Daniels and Goff.
How about this one? This is pretty fun. More likely to be an in-game cutaway during the broadcast.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown reading a book or Taylor Swift cursing?
I like this.
Yeah, as you know, the cameras are going to be trained on both to catch both doing the acts you're...
I would imagine so, yes.
Positing.
Yes.
She
gets very into the games. I love that.
I know.
LFG.
I know. I know. Cursing.
And apparently AJ Brown's been reading books all year, and we just now saw it. I don't know.
I will go Taylor Swift cursing just because I think that's more fun.
Cool.
What's more fun than watching one of the most famous people on planet Earth drop F-bombs?
I know, drinking a hand, dropping F-bombs. I love it.
And just a guy versus a guy reading. What's more interesting?
Boom! Well, apparently maybe he's not reading. I don't know. Come to New England, AJ, please. What's more likely? We get all chalk this weekend, boys, or at least two lower seeds win?
I'll go chalk over two lower seeds winning.
Chalk is so boring.
Well, I mean, the Ravens are a lower seed, and then you could get...
maybe the Rams? I don't know.
Oh, man. The Rams going all the way east on a short week to take on a team that rolled a running back downhill on him so badly that he's still running. I'll go we get all chalks more likely. You got one more?
I got two more, and we'll wrap this up, guys. How about this? More likely, the knowledge we'll have first. Who's playing in the Super Bowl, or who is the next Dallas Cowboys head coach?
So I will say Jerry usually moves very slowly. So I don't think we're going to have a Cowboys head coach in the next 9 days. Because 9 days from this conversation, we'll find out who's playing in the Super Bowl.
I already told you when this announcement is going to be made.
Which is when?
The morning of the Super Bowl.
That's never going to happen.
Okay.
The morning of the Super Bowl.
This dude signed the starting quarterback the day of the first game of the season. You think? Okay, then the Saturday before the Super Bowl. But he's going to take it to the point close to as close as he can get to it.
If it gets to the Super Bowl, then he might be waiting for somebody who's coaching in the Super Bowl. So it wouldn't happen the morning of the Super Bowl. It would have to happen after the Super Bowl.
I'd never look ahead, guys, but for anybody that
understands the cadence of this program, to have news of such significance in the football world occur after the Super Bowl and before the Combine, we'll take it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I think we will know who's playing in the Super Bowl before we know the results of Jerry Jones's coaching search. And that's 9 days from right now.
Well, the script says on February the 8th, Jerry calls a press conference. Well,
All right, last one. What's more likely? Who is more likely to be the Steelers 2025 week one starting quarterback, Justin Fields or the field?
I'll take the field instead of Fields. Wouldn't you? We spoke to Jerry Dulac yesterday. He pegged Justin Fields as being the week one starter.
Yeah, that's kind of why I threw this out there.
But the reason why I'm offering pushback is that, let's just put it this way. At this point last year, after Mason Rudolph was done mopping up for Mitchell Trubisky for an injured Kenny Pickett, and we're like, who's going to start next year? None of the three of those guys were in the quarterback room at all for the Steelers this year.
Oh, yeah.
So, and if you recall, the idea of going to get Russell Wilson, we were being told by a lot of insiders, that's just not happening. They have no interest in him. And look who wound up being the starter for most of the season. So, I will take the field over Fields.
There you go.
Sir. Very good. All right. That's how we're rolling into break here. Just real quick before we bolt. Here's a riddle for you. What a yoga mat, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common after the requisite amount of time. I'll tell you, you're wrong. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, sure. But the answer really is you can order all those things on Amazon. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability. Picking up through a participating Hyundai dealer in select markets. We will take a break, come back, more of your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Right now, here's a sports update with Andrew Bogish. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, back here on the program. So, the Titans are apparently going to have the coaching staff at the East-West Shrine Bowl, and they're going to be coaching Shedeur Sanders. The Titans get themselves a nice look-see.
What a coincidence.
Dude, that's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Good on Shedeur for playing in that, by the way.
Hey, the one thing you will never be able to accuse a Sanders of is a poor work ethic. That is for sure.
I think that's my favorite quality about him. He might be the toughest kid in the draft. That kid took a beating.
In year one?
Yeah.
For sure.
At Colorado. So, yeah. Always got right back up.
Didn't complain.
Nope.
You know.
You can say a lot of things about him, but you can't call him untough. Can't call him not willing to put in the work.
And the other thing he has, man, is a supreme confidence in himself. I don't know if you guys remember a few years ago, Dion and the family did a reality show. And Shedeur was probably only like 12 years old, but like this kid at 12 had the confidence of like a grown ass man.
Dude,
I think Dion said he even calls him grown now that I think about it. But yeah, this kid at like 12, 13 was like, knew he was kind of like the man.
Dion would bring his kids around when they were little babies at NFL Network.
That's like what I said the other day.
And then they were confident walking around the green room.
That's why I said the other day when I was asking you your opinion, because obviously you are so close and you know him. Like, deep in your heart, I feel you know the answer to this question.
I do not know the answer to the question of if he would take the Dallas Cowboys coaching job, if it was offered to him, if he's pursuing it, what's going
and
on.
You haven't texted him? You haven't talked
to him? I have not. I've stayed away.
You know who will?
No.
I'm going to text Susie. You know she'll get to the bottom of this. I'm texting her right now. You know Susie will hit him up. Hold up, Susie.
That's funny.
Yeah,
Schuster.
I've stayed away. You know what I mean? I've kind of.
Hey, Susie.
I mean, this is a big decision for him, and it's just like, you know. Either way, I believe he is booked for our Super Bowl show, so he'll either show up as the coach of Colorado or the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, right? And then his son will have already played the East-West Shrine. Senior, is he playing in the Senior Bowl too? I imagine he would, right?
Oh, I don't know if guys do both.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Oh, I thought it was the one or the other thing with those two events. But maybe you're right.
Hey, Susie.
Oh, God.
Text Dion for us and find out which way he's leaning. Kay thinks bye.
Leave her alone.
Wow.
She's busy too.
She just texts me back for real.
Leave her alone.
Rich is saying don't do it. All right.
No, I'm just saying, just leave her alone. But you see here, I've got the rosters, the 2024 rosters here.
That sounds weird when you tell me to leave your wife alone.
No, God, stop it.
Like, weird.
Yeah, no, I don't see.
I think he's just playing in the East-West, I think.
Yeah. Is Travis Hunter going to the? Nope.
He's not a senior. So
he's not
a
senior, that's right.
I don't think he can play in any of this stuff, yeah.
Yep, that'll be on. This is the 2024 roster. My goodness gracious. So who knows what's going on with 2025? Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Ethos Life Insurance You get it online. It is affordable. You can make sure everyone in your family that you need to have protected in case the terrible happens. Make sure they're protected today with up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online. There's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com today. Linda in Dallas, Texas will take your phone call. What's up, Linda?
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Linda.
Happy Friday.
Okay. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you. I was going to tell you, I personally don't care about college football,
okay,
but I really like you, and I really want you to be happy.
Thank you.
So, thanks. So I was wondering, if Ohio State wins the national championship,
oh God,
and we know that Michigan beat Ohio State,
yes,
couldn't you use the transitive property to say that Michigan really won the national championship?
Well,
I think you just won him over, Linda. I think you just won him
Linda,
over.
Linda,
wow, Linda,
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 you
Linda,
drop
Linda.
A transitive postulate here.
Linda, big word alert.
Linda, yeah, that's too what's many that syllables for people at Ohio State to understand or comprehend.
Couldn't resist.
They'd have to be math. They were told resist. There'd be no math on the test.
This is a new favorite caller.
You know what I mean, Linda? Boy, you spun that one.
If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C.
Understood.
Math, yeah.
Yes. No, sure. No, listen, I wish I could claim that, but the best thing that I would be able to claim is that the last team to have beaten Ohio State was Michigan, and that they turned it on after that as if we kind of lit the pilot light that was off for them. And I would also be able to say, you know, when you win it all, it's great to be completely undefeated. So you can wear T-shirts and sweatshirts that say Michigan beat everybody, which, you know, we did. Like there's different statuses, you know, and statuses that I could mention. But the bottom line is it would be a tough pill to swallow having Ohio State follow Michigan as national champions. That wouldn't be fun for me, Linda. Be honest.
Well, I was thinking, you know, I'm a Chiefs fan, and I have my heart set on a three-peat, so I suppose the Broncos might be able to say the same thing if we win the Super Bowl. So
interesting.
Let me, I understand.
What's it like being a Chiefs fan in the Metroplex, Linda?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. There are so many around here because, of course, Mahomes has a very strong following already from college and high school and everything, so
right.
There's so many. But I have to tell you, Rick, that first year that we won the Super Bowl, I was actually diagnosed with cancer a few weeks after that, and I had the best year of my life. It was so great after 50 years to finally win a Super Bowl, and now, you know, it's like, it's so great, but honestly, it was nothing like that first time that we won it.
Linda, you sound hale and hearty. I hope you are, in fact, as healthy.
Yeah, okay.
Fantastic. Linda, thanks for the call, and thanks for saying that you want me to be happy. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's Linda in Dallas, everybody, right here on the show. I like people who want me to be happy, which sometimes, on occasion, doesn't appear to be my own children.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know?
I think
that's parenting.
I think Linda just won you over with that's the big parenting. Words and the transitive.
Well, the transitive postulate, yeah. Please. One of my favorite
you had
moments.
Bugs Bunny, like heart eyes coming out.
One of my favorite moments in the history of hosting the Jacket Dinner. I think you might have been there because, you know, they have those beer steins, those Hall of Fame beer steins, and they give it away if you're in seat two. They tell me in my ear, like, hey, it's C2 is the winner of the Stein on the table.
Yep.
So please announce that anybody sitting in C2 wins the beer Stein, the Hall of Fame beer Stein. And I'm like, C2 winners? And everybody claps and let the applause die down. And for those who went to Ohio State, that's in between seats 1 and 3. It was on like Donkey Kong after that. Hour 2 coming up.
I won the Stein the Ed Reed year.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's right over
we
here.
Have it.
Yeah, I have it.
Why don't you go get it? So,
well, I had it out here yesterday when Ed was on the show.
Oh, is that right?
He brought it out. Yeah.
Oh, I got one, too. We were at the table.
TJ.
How did you get? Wow. It's only one per table.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I think
you five-finger discounted someone else's Stein?
I think Bernie Kosar gave me a Stein. Isn't that how I got my Stein, Chris?
I think so. This is the 2019.
It is a heck of a collector's item,
it's
man.
It's beautiful. I mean, this was Ty Law, Champ Bailey, great class, Tony Gonzalez.
Did you drink out of it?
Yeah, inside, Ed had his own beer at his party.
Oh, that's right.
So I kept a can.
Yeah, now that you mentioned
that, fit perfectly in the Stein.
It's an empty?
Yeah, it's an empty. It fit perfectly in the Stein.
He drank it. Yeah, mine's at home.
That was fun. Ed Reed's party was very, very fun.
Well, nothing.
Bronwyn and I hung out with Bernie, man. That was great.
Nothing beats Jerry Jones's party.
Dion's and Marshall's was fun.
well, Dion's and Marshall's had Snoop and Nelly at it performing.
I was going to say, as a music guy.
Timberlake played Timberlake at Jerry Jones's. For me. And we were eating burgers at 2 a.m. with Sapp and Roger Goodell.
Like, I think I photobombed.
Curtis Martin and
Warren Buffett.
And Warren Buffett, yep.
Right,
basically anybody.
It was insane.
It was insane.
And the facility that they built, because it wasn't just a tent.
It was on the 18th green of whatever golf course that was.
One of the local spots there.
Yeah, it was incredible.
The Glenmore,
maybe the best party I've ever been to.
Where Adam Schefter made me think that I was going to have to pay for a piano.
The piano. Oh my God, the mooch.
Yeah, there used to be a piano. It's this old spot, TJ, at Glenmore Country Club, and we would stay in it. And the only way I could, like the Overlook Hotel.
That's what it looks like.
A massive elevator, that maybe the blood spills out of, when you're going to play with Danny. Mm-hmm. We would just get hammered.
Yes.
And there was a piano on the second floor, and we would fit it in the elevator and go up to the fourth floor and leave the piano in front of the door
of somebody.
And one year it was Schefter, and Schefter had the Glenmore Country Club write up a letter saying that we damaged the piano and have to pay for it. And he had that letter placed underneath our door.
Yeah.
And I woke up one day and I'm like, oh, Fran Charles, and I think Mooch got the letter. Yeah. We're all like, what happened?
How do you know it was you guys?
I mean,
Schefter has a pretty good inference skills, along with journalistic skills.
He is an information guy.
Oh, it was us. He got the right people.
Exclusively on ESPN Plus, UFC 311, Saturday.
You're gonna get it!
Reigning lightweight champion and the number one pound-for-pound fighter, Islam Makhachev, defends his title in a rematch against Arman Tsarukyan. And reigning bantamweight champion, Rob Dwalishvili, defends his title against undefeated Umar Nurmagomedov. UFC 311, Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Buy it on ESPNplus.com/PPV.